There's a lot of coffee in Bloomington. So much so that every coffee shop seems to cater to a different segment of society. Indie rockers have a place, world-weary youths have a place, Christians have a place, and even yuppies and hippies have their favorite places to grab a cup. But what about a place where everyone feels welcome? Enter Rachel's Cafe. Owner Rachel Jones is a transgendered person and got into the business hoping to bring understanding, education, and acceptance over a cup of coffee. That's according to her mission statement. But why go through the trouble of opening yet another coffee shop in Bloomington? After struggling as a salesman, Rachel tried finding a new line of work.
So I really, really wanted to work as Rachel, and I didn't think anyone would hire me. And I went to a large coffee chain that is pretty progressive, and I thought, you know, if I could work my way up into a manager, I could pay my mortgage. And I was discouraged, and I thought, you know, the only way this is going to happen if someone like that won't hire me is to do something on my own.
And that's just what Rachel did. She mortgaged her home and borrowed money from a friend to help create Rachel's Cafe. She believes Bloomington is blessed with diversity, and she wants her place to welcome everyone.
And I've worked really hard not to be pigeonholed as alternative, but more as inclusive. Because I think if I'm just alternative, there are probably enough alternative people in Bloomington to keep me busy, but that's not what I want to do. If I'm inclusive, then I get the redneck and the hippie and the Republican and the Green Party and everybody in between, and that's where ideas mix. If you stay segregated, I think nothing changes and it stays segregated. But if you have a place that's designed to be inclusive, maybe, because people go from Bloomington all over the world, we can change how people think and how people perceive people that are alternative and people that might think differently than they do.
One of the ways Rachel hopes to bring understanding and acceptance is through an open mic night.
A lot of different groups are coming, be it poetry groups or bands coming and playing, and it's been wonderful.
Open mic night's a great place to practice in public, but it's also a forum for people who've never performed before. That's the case with Ryan Brown. He hadn't read his poetry in public before, but he had been wanting to for a while.
And when I was talking to someone about places where I could read poetry, they mentioned Rachel's.
They rendered him in the red, shouting angrily like a beggar for years. The poet twice gave his heart away.
Ryan enjoyed his experience and also has hope for the future of Rachel's.
I think that it would be kind of cool to see it grow as sort of like a hub of an artistic environment in Bloomington. And I really like the inclusive atmosphere and the sort of let your hair hang down attitude of the place.
For such a sleepy year, the poet thrice gave his heart away. This time
Rachel's hopes are laid out clearly in her mission statement. At the top of it, it says that her cafe grew out of a desire to create a friendly, inclusive, peaceful atmosphere for all. Her mission is to bring understanding, education, and acceptance over a cup of coffee.
I really want multiple groups or multiple people of different ideals to come and mix. And I think that's happening because we haven't been pigeonholed. So we do get... Some of my regular customers are seemingly very mainstream, and some of my regular customers are seemingly way not mainstream. And how cool to see them interacting.
Rachel's Cafe has only been open since January, but I wanted to know if she'd accomplished any of her goals yet.
When I leased my space, my landlord, I told them what I wanted to do. And they were really explicit with, hey, don't come as Rachel during your build-out because the construction crew is from Bedford and they're not very open and it's a rough bunch. And come as a man. And we got to be friends and I told them and it's been wonderful. You know, at first you could tell it was a lot, but... actually, I was invited to a chili cook-off in Bedford,
And I said, God, Mike, are you inviting me as a man or me as a woman? And he said, well, I'm inviting Rachel. And I said, well, I don't think I want to go, because what if there's trouble? He said, well, if there's trouble, we'll cause a scene and leave. And Mike's kind of a big guy. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. He said, no, there won't be. It's not like that. And I went, and he was right. Everybody in Bedford that I met at the chili cook-off was wonderful and open and kind, even though it looked like it was a stretch for some of them because I was different. I mean, like, they might not have had that close of an interaction, but they were all wonderful. I even met the mayor, and she was wonderful too. So yeah, their minds changed, I think. And I think if they encounter somebody different, it's not going to automatically assume the negative. It's okay, this person's different. So yeah, I think if that counts, yeah, I think so.
I asked Rachel if she might have had the wrong impression of the workers, that maybe her mind had also needed changing. She gave me an amazed look, and her face brightened with a smile. Rachel's Cafe has been bringing understanding, education, and acceptance over a cup of coffee since day one, for everybody. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Cliff Gagliardo.